Our first game of Region 5 Championships, Game 1, features the number 3 seed Thunder Mountain Falcons and the number 6 seed Petersburg High School Vikings.
Jim Engel, I'm the head baseball coach, Petersburg High School. It's the first time Petersburg's ever hosted the high school Region 5 baseball tournament, and a lot of people have helped out, Parks and Rec and, you know, the administration at the school, and a lot of private people donating money and time and resources, Little League and everything to get this going. Been a lot of kind of combined effort for the community. It's a great opportunity, a lot of people coming in, and a lot of students from other schools here to see Petersburg, spend money in Petersburg. It's a, you know, nice for the tax base, so hopefully the weather holds out, but we're real excited to be hosting it. It's been about 2 years kind of in the planning because there's some things, you know, facility-wise we had to work on. So.
I'm Dalton Small. I play for the Vikings. I play third. I think our team has really good strength. Everybody pitches practically.
What did you guys work on the most getting ready for this regional tournament?
Infield, outfield, the usual, really. Yeah, all around stuff. Anything that can get us better.
Our team batting average is the highest it's ever been. We've had more hits as a team than we've had in the past. So, you know, if we can get the ball in play, we're aggressive on the bases, and that plays into our strengths because you get runners into scoring position, good things happen. We're disciplined defensively. You know, can we make improvements? Absolutely, but we're disciplined defensively. We don't hurt ourselves as often as we have in the past. It's just all part of the growing of a program. I mean, we had, you know, in the years past, we had guys that hadn't played junior Little League, and all of a sudden we're getting guys that are playing baseball all the way through instead of taking 2 years off. And so that makes a big difference for the program. And I'm just real pleased. You know, I think I'm talking with some of the alumni, how excited they are to be up watching the games and helping out with the field, facility, and all that. Our program's 7 years old, and so we're a new program. I mean, not as new as Thunder Mountain. This is their third year. But they also come from a really strong Juno program up there, you know, Little League program and all, very competitive teams that go to state every year type of deal.
My name is Joe Tompkins. I'm an assistant coach with Thunder Mountain. We're here for the Southeast Tournament, and the team is it's his third year running. It keeps getting better every year. The team gets better and keeps improving and beating people that people thought we couldn't, so it's good.
Thunder Mountain's a relatively new school, relatively new program, but it seems like you guys have really been up-and-comers.
We are. It's a four-year-old school and third year for sports, so it's definitely up-and-coming. We're definitely opening some eyes to ourselves and some other schools around here.
I'm Chris Luck, number 10. I'm a catcher, and our strength teams, that we're young, we have a lot of depth. Our pitching is really good. We got a lot of young talent, and like our freshman, RJ Markovich. We got junior Dylan Johnson on the mound today. He's going to throw some nice strikes. We also got freshman starting Tim Christensen, who's a really good asset for us.